there is a tefillah that we recite every Shabbos as we take up the Sefer Torah that I believe expresses our feelings about the situation in Israel today. And that is the following. Ava rachamim heitiva b'ritzonecha es tzion tivnecha mos yirushalayim ki v'cho levad botachnu melech Elrom v'nisa don olamim. We appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild Yerushalayim, to bring good to Tzion, because we trust only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki v'cho levad batachnu. Now this statement, ki v'cho levad batachnu, should be true under all circumstances. After all, the Navi tells us, Baruch HaGever sheyavtach b'Hashem v'hoyah Hashem v'vtacho. A Jew ought to trust only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and no one else. But the reality is that today, even if someone would be tempted to place his trust in the human being, there is no one to trust in. The circumstances are so dire in terms of the danger that the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael faces from its enemies. There are so many enemies and there are so few friends, and many of the so-called friends are not friends. There is no logical solution to the problem that faces the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael. The only solution is to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki v'chol levad batachnu. And that's true about some of the internal problems within Eretz Yisrael as well, in terms of the conflict between the religious and irreligious. There is no real logical solution. We need Siyat Lishmaya. We need Yeshuas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Eretz Yisrael is a place where there can be extraordinary and miraculous events. So this is Eretz Yisrael, is the Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doreish Osa. There can be miraculous and extraordinary events, but we have to be zocha. We have to merit these extraordinary events. Of course, we have to be motivated to do tshuva. After all, the pasuk says in Tehillim, this was recited in the Shir Shalom of this morning. Lu ami shomei li Yisrael b'drachai yahalechu kimat oyevei machmiyah v'al tzareiha mashiv yadi. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu so desires, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if lu ami shomei li, if my people would listen to me, Yisrael b'drachai yahalechu, in a moment I would subdue their enemies. So we ought to be motivated to do tshuva in order to merit Yeshua's Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. But what I would like to consider is specifically from the perspective of the day of Hey Iyar, what specifically can we do to merit to be zocha to Yeshua's Hashem? And in order to answer that question, I'd like to consider a certain concept of Parsha Shmini, this past Shabbos Parsha. Now, there's a very interesting phenomena. This year, we read Shmini 8 times because of the fact that the first day of Pesach was on Shabbos. So, starting with Shabbos HaGadol, Mincha Shabbos HaGadol, we read 8 times. In Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, of course, it isn't that way. We read Shmini 8 times. This happens whenever Shabbos is, on the first day of Pesach is Shabbos, if it's not a Shana Mubarak, so we'll reach Shmini 8 times. It doesn't happen all that often, but it does happen occasionally. Next year, the first day of Pesach is also Shabbos, but it's a Shana Mubarak, so we're reading Achrei Mos 8 times. But this year, we read Shmini. Now, there is an expression. I don't know what the original source of this expression is. I've seen it quoted in as an expression of the masses, of the populace. Shmini Shmona Shmena. And what that means is that when you read Shmini 8 times, the year will be a year that is Shmena in the sense of Hashmena Him Raza Allah Aretz Hashmena Raza. The year will be a good year. It'll be a productive year. I don't know what the source is, but I've seen this quoted that this is a common expression. And I think it deserves some consideration. Obviously, one couldn't say that the mere fact that we read it 8 times is going to result in anything. But I do believe that in the idea of Shmini, in the number 8, the concept of Vayhi Vayom HaShmini. What was Vayom HaShmini? That was the Shmini Limiluim. So it was the inauguration of the Mishkan, and for 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. On the 8th day, Aaron HaKohen began to do the Avodah, and that was the day when they perceived the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan, and the Eish was Yorid and Shavayim. By Yoronu, they all cried out with Divrei Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was a very magnificent occurrence, something really miraculous and extraordinary, and it has something to do with the number 8. So I believe we have to consider what the significance of the number 8 is. Now, I've discussed this idea on other occasions, that we have a certain shir that is recited in the Haggadah, the shir of Echad Miyadeya. And it enumerates certain qualities of numbers, beginning with the number 1 and continuing. And I believe that what this shir is actually expressing is the fact that numbers have certain spiritual qualities. And it's important to consider what these spiritual qualities are. And as the shir indicates, one quality begins on the other. So you begin with Echad Miyadeya. Once you understand what one represents, then you can move on to 2. But 2 is built on the foundation of 1. Once you understand 2, you can move on to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and so on. I'm only considering primarily 7 and 8, but we have to begin with 1 because you have to start counting from 1. So the shir begins, Echad Miyadeya, Echad Miyadeya, Echad Elokeinu Shebashamayim V'aretz. There is a Yiddish version of that song. And it expresses it in Yiddish. Okay, so instead of saying Echad Elokeinu Shemayim V'aretz, the song is recited Got is Einer and Marnish Kainer. That's how it's recited. And then you would go on to Shnayim Yodea. Of course, the way we recite it is Shnei Luchos Avris Echad Elokeinu Shemayim V'aretz. In Yiddish, you would say it's Tzvei is the Luchos. Got the Zayner and Marinish came, and so on. So, what does that mean? So, of course, what does it mean? The Echad Elokeinu Shemayim. It means the foundation of everything is Amun and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Got the Zayner and Marinish Kena. Ain Od Milvadel. That's the foundation of everything. As the Tiyuz Lashon Rambam, we saw the Yisodis Vamid Chachmas Leida Sheyeshon Motzi Rishon. That's the Yisodis Yisodis. That's the Amid Chachmas. That's the basis for everything. That's where everything begins. Everything begins with Amun HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we understand that everything begins with Amun HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one desires to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to know that that relationship has to be set up in a certain way. Why is Shnei Luchos HaBris? There are 2 Luchos. In order to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one has to be committed to being Adam L'Makom and Adam L'Chaver. That's how you establish a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once you understand that, then one has to understand that in order to have a real strong relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can't be done as an individual. It has to be built upon the Mesorah of the Avos and Imos, which is Shlosh Miyodeya and Arba Miyodeya. You have to know that there's Shlosh Avos, there's the Arba Imos, and there's a Mesorah of the Avos and Imos. And if one wants to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a real significant way, it has to be as part of Nisara of the Avos and Imos. But even once one is loyal to the Nisara of the Avos and Imos, we have to understand that there are a lot of details that go into that. There's the Chamisha Chum Sheitara, there's the Torah Shebichsav, and there's the Shisha Shedir Mishnah, there's the Torah Shal Peh. This is all part of the establishing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then, of course, we come to Shiva Miyadeya. And Shiva Miyadeya is a very significant number. Shiva is a very significant number in the Torah. Shiva Yimei Shabbata. But what does Shiva really represent? Shiva represents an awareness of the presence of the Shechina in this world. That in the Teva, in all the daily occurrences of life, one has to be able to feel the presence of the Shechina. Shabbos teaches us that there is a Borei Olam, and the Borei Olam is the manik of the world. And when one observes Shabbos, he's made on the fact that there's a Borei Olam, that the Borei Olam is the manager of the world, and that everything that takes place is because of the hanhaga of the Borei Olam over this world. You know, it's interesting that there's a word shvua, to swear. It comes from the Shorash Sheva, seven. What does that mean? It's in Dikduk, it's B'loshim Nifal. Like Avram said that to Abimelech, Anochi Ishaveya. It's nifal. It refers back to the person himself. We don't say shavati. I always say nishbati. It's loshim nifal. It refers back to the person himself. What does shvua mean? When a person takes a shvua, he attaches his affirmation to his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to his awareness of the presence of the Shekhinah in the world. And he says, being fully imbued with the concept of seven, Yishaveya, being fully imbued with the concept of seven, I affirm the following. That's what a shvua means. That's why a shvua is so serious. Because a person is attaching his statement to his belief and his awareness of the presence of the Shekhinah. So the Lashon Shvua actually comes from Lashon Sheva. This is clear in the Psukim. When Avram and Avimelech set up a bris, so the Pasuk says, Vayatzev Avraham, Sheva kifsos hatzon levadehen. He set up seven kifsos tzon. And Avimelech says to Avraham, Mohena Sheva kifsos ha'elo, what are those? And Avraham says, Ki yasheva kifsos tikach miyadi, Valvurti ali leidoki, Chafarti yasaber azos, Alkein karal amokam ahu ber Sheva, Kisham nishbe'u shneihem. The seven was a symbolic representation of the concept of shvua, because that's what shvua means. And that's what the number seven indicates. It indicates an awareness of the presence of the Shekhinah. Shabbos is made on the fact that there's a Borei Olam. Actually, all life's experiences have to be experienced in units of seven. Chazal Mesakim, Shivas Yimei Mishten, Shivas Yimei Avelos. Why? Because all occasions, it doesn't matter what kind of occasion it is, have to bring a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One has to feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that occurs. Whether it's a joyful occasion, we celebrate Shivas Yimei Mishten. Whether it's a tragic occasion, we observe Shivas Yimei Avelos. To indicate that we have to seek to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence at this time under these circumstances. So there's a very interesting halacha. There's halacha that in regal is mevatal shiva. So if a person observes avelis even for one shah, for 1 hour, and the regal comes, the shiva is canceled. But the halacha is that for that 1 hour that he observed, it counts as 7 days for tot shlosha. That 1 hour counts as 7 days tot shlosha. Why? What's the logic there? I believe that the answer is, there is no such thing as an avelis that's less than shiva. Sometimes the shiva may be compressed into a day, into 2 days, into an hour, but it's not because it's not shiva. It has to be viewed as an avelis of shiva, because the whole idea of avelis of shiva is that we have to feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all aspects of our lives. No, we prepare for Matan Torah. How do we prepare for Matan Torah? We prepare in units of seven. We count seven times. That's how we prepare for Matan Torah, by indicating that we're ready to feel the presence of the Shekhinah in our daily lives. The regalim come in units of seven. Because what are the regalim? Even Shavuos is in a unit of seven, because the tashlumim for the karbanos. The regalim come in units of seven. The regalim correspond to the agricultural seasons. One has to be all of the regal, as the pasuk says, Yeroah kol zochorchal, they adon Hashem. A person works in his fields and he produces and he's satisfied with what he has. He has in this manah ovev, he has hopes. In the chaga osef, he's very satisfied with what he has achieved. Who is responsible for our achievements? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be all regaled at the different kufos in the agricultural season to pay tribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is the real Adon? We are not the Adonim of our fields. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon. And it comes in units of seven, because it speaks of the fact that we have to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in every aspect of our lives. That's what seven represents. And in order to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one has to understand the meaning of seven, of Shiva. Shiva mi yodea. It's not enough to learn Torah. Yes, once we're learning Torah, it has to bring us beyond that. It has to bring us to applying the Torah Shvachsav, the Torah Shvalpeh, to the concept of seven, of recognizing and seeing and feeling and experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our daily lives. It all begins with Echad Miyodea. But we build on that foundation to Shiva Miyodea. But once we get to Shiva Miyodea, once we can feel and experience the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our daily lives, then we have to understand that there is a Shmona as well. And Shmona, as many say, means something that is l'mala me'teva. It's beyond the Teva. There's certain things that go a step beyond the Teva. And in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can experience things that are beyond the Teva as well. The why now, Parshas Tazria speaks of Vayom HaShmini Yimol Basar Olasam. Mila, the din of Mila is Vayom HaShmini. What does that indicate, that the din of Mila is Vayom HaShmini? Mila represents, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Mila speaks of the special relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up with Avraham Avinu and with his descendants. Ve'etnov v'si b'ini u'v'necha v'ahabel s'chavim od ma'od. It's an eternal bris, eternal covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And part of that covenant is Eretz Yisrael. V'nasati l'chol z'arecho acharecha z'eretz megurecha es kol eretz k'tan l'achuzas olam v'yisi l'hem le'okim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in establishing the bris of his Mila, Avraham Avinu says, I established this bris, I'll have a close relationship with your descendants at Sof Kol HaDoros, and they will be able to feel that relationship through Eretz Yisrael. It's through Eretz Yisrael that they will feel that relationship. V'yisi lohem le'lokim. Bris Mila is this eternal bris. It's an eternal relationship that can be experienced through Eretz Yisrael, through the Hashvas, the Shechina of Eretz Yisrael, through our yearnings for Eretz Yisrael, even when Klal Yisrael was not in Eretz Yisrael, but they were constantly yearning for Eretz Yisrael. It was something that was constantly on their lips and on their minds. And this is what enables them to experience and feel that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mila, the halacha is, Uben Shmonas Yamim Yimolachem Kol Zachor L'Dor Seichem. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael transcends the Teva. It's not dependent upon the Teva. It defies logic. That relationship will endure and remain despite all obstacles that stand in the way. Immediately after establishing the bris of Bris Mila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs Avraham Avinu that he's going to have a child through Sarah. Uveirachti osa v'gam nasati l'cha mimena bein. Vayipol Avraham al panav vayitzchak vayomar hal b'libo hal ben mei ashana yivaleid v'msarah bas tishim tashan yivaleid. So the Torah used the lashon vayitzchak, but as Rashi points out, Uncle translates this vayitzchak as v'chadi, he rejoiced, in contrast to the vatitzchak Sarah b'kerba, where Sarah was rebuked for laughing. There Uncle translates v'chaychas, she laughed. Avraham Avinu didn't laugh. He had full bitachon that it was going to happen. He rejoiced. But the obvious question that Rav Hirsch deals with is, why does the Torah express Avraham's rejoicing in Lashon Tzchok? We don't find Tzchok used for simcha in the Torah, in Tanakh in general. Tzchok refers to laughter. All of a sudden here, Tzchok is used to express Avraham's laughter. It's the same expression in connection with Sarah. It's just that Avraham rejoiced and Sarah laughed. Why express in this way? And beyond this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Avraham Avinu that the name given to this child should be Yitzchak. The laughter actually was put in Yitzchak's name, Ledoros Olam. The name of one of the Avos of Klal Yisrael is Yitzchak because of this Tzchok. Why? Why use the expression Tzchok? Why? So Rav Hirsch explains this. And he says, let's hope for first to laughter over something that's ridiculous. For example, this is the example first gives. If someone will decide to empty out the sea with a nutshell, that would be something deserving of laughter. You can't empty out the sea with a nutshell. That's ridiculous. It's absurd. Let me quote Rav Hirsch. This is what he says in explaining and answering this question. In any case, tzchok is produced only by noticing something which strikes as ridiculous. But where in the whole world is there any greater absurd contradiction than the expectation that a 100-year-old man and his 90-year-old wife, who have never had a child in the course of their long married life, now, practically at the end of their life, should get a son? And then to expect a great world-conquering nation to arise to place the hopes of the whole future of mankind on this late-born only child whose very existence was not to be expected, in any case would be early orphaned. That surely is, only taking the ordinary natural course of events into consideration, an absolute absurdity. It was absurd to think that Avraham Avinu could transform the world. This is what Rav Hirsch is saying. It was absurd. How could it be? At 100, when Sarah's 90, he's going to have a child in their old age, and that's going to happen? And then this one child, born to elderly parents of that age, is going to produce a nation that's going to... Well, it's absurd. It makes no sense. That's why the Avram's rejoicings refer to the Lashon Tzchok, because he rejoiced with the fact that his destiny defies logic. It defies that which is absurd. And that's why Yitzchak, the first Nemo Lishmona, was called Yitzchak. Because the destiny of the Jewish people is L'mala min ha-teva. It's something that people may laugh at, but it will happen. This is how Rav Hirsch explains it. And this, I believe, is the significance of the number 8. It's the mile on top of it, but it has to be built on 7. There has to be a willingness and a commitment to feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everyday lives. Then we can be zocha. Then we can be zocha to experience number 8. And I believe that we see this in many different areas. We see it in Vayihi Bayom HaShmini. It was Shmini LeMiluim. It was the 8th day. First Klal Yisrael inaugurated the Mishkan for 7 days. There has to be an experience of 7. After they had the experience of 7, then they were zocha to the experience of Ki Hayom Hashem Nirah Lechem. Then they were zocha to the Vatetze Eish Mulefnei Hashem, Vatochal Am Esbeach Esolov Eschalavim, Vayarkal Am Vayoronu Vayilpnu Alpneihem. First they had 7, then they had 8. There can't be 8 without 7. Sometimes, though, we find in Jewish history that the 8 precedes the 7. But in order for the 8 to be lasting and to have an impact, it requires the 7. We see this in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, and the Aron was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Pasuk says, "Ukechalosh Shlomo lehispalel, v'ha'esh yardom mehashamayim, v'atochal ho'olov asfachim, u'kvod Hashem molei asabayas." So the fire came down from heaven. It was a miraculous event. They witnessed something that was clearly l'malo min ha-teva. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ro'im b'redes ha'esh u'kvod Hashem al habayas v'yichru'u apom arzal l'ritzpah v'yishtachavu v'hodos l'Hashem ki tov ki l'olom chasdav. This is when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. But what did they do afterwards? As the Pasuk describes, Vayash Shlomo Va'esek Yasachav V'chol Yisrael Yimo Shivas Yomim V'shivas Yomim. They celebrated 14 days, 2 units of 7. First was 7 for the Chanukah Zabayas and 7 for Chag HaSukkos. Everything in units of 7. So there was a miraculous event, and then came the 7. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his abundant chesed, provides us with an experience, l'malam mitava, but he expects us to follow through with counting seven, with the commitment to see the feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everyday life. There cannot be an eight that is uncoupled with seven. It won't be lasting. It won't have any impact. And we find this in many different places. We don't have time to describe. We find this in connection with the Eish that was Yorid Na Shemayim for Leo on Har Carmel. There too, it was coupled with seven. After the Eish came down, he was mispalel seven times for Geshem, and then the Geshem came down. Because the message, I believe, is that yes, we can be zocha to see miraculous events. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his abundant chesed, will enable us to see something miraculous. The Jews saw something miraculous. Eliyahu HaNavi was mispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Eish came down on Har Carmel Mizbeach, and everyone responded, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. But Eliyahu HaNavi was the message that was being taught to them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is you have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Morad HaGosham, in the Mechal Kol Chayim B'Chesed, and therefore the rain didn't come down after that event until Eliyahu HaNavi was mispalel seven times. He was mispalel, and he sent his attendant to go up to the mountain and see if there was a cloud. The seventh time, the Navi says, he said there's a small cloud coming. Eliyahu HaNavi said the downpour will soon begin, and it did. So it has to be a seven that's coupled with that which is extraordinary, or else the extraordinary is not lasting. The Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz and the Becharis. It's a place where Klal Yisrael can be zocha to wondrous and miraculous events. And the truth is that in the last 65 years, there has been tremendous Yad Yishmaya, whether you want to call it miraculous or not. But it certainly was our events that defied logic. The fact that Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of Klal Yisrael after 1900 years of persecutions, massacres, Holocaust, that defies logic. It's absurd. It's absurd that something like that would happen. It's laughable. But the destiny of Klal Yisrael is Yitzchak. And specifically through Eretz Yisrael, the destiny of Klal Yisrael is manifested by the name Yitzchak. Because this Eretz Yisrael is part of the pris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up with Avraham Avinu. And how about the growth of Torah in Eretz Yisrael? And because of Eretz Yisrael, since in the last 65 years, throughout the world, it's absurd. It defied logic. There were some great sociologists in the early 50s that wrote about the demise of Orthodox Judaism. Here's a quotation that one great sociologist, a quotation from a great sociologist in 1955, he said as follows. He was referring to American Jewry. He said, the history of their movement in this country can be written in terms of a case study of institutional decay. End quote. And the truth is, he was right. Logically, he was right. After the Holocaust, what was there to expect? After the centers of Torah were totally destroyed, what was there to expect in the early 1950s? But they overlook one thing. They overlook Yitzhak. They overlook the significance of Eretz Yisrael and the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that defies logic. That which is absurd can happen, does happen, and will continue to happen. So what do we do now when Klal Yisrael is in a Shas Sarah, when the Yish of an Eretz Yisrael is in great danger, when there are so many enemies, when there are so many enemies and so few friends? What do we do? Yes, we have to mispal, we have to do tshuva, yes, we have to say, we have to hope for that which is defies logic. We have to say, yes, we have to say, there's conflicts between the religious and the religious. That has happened before too. we could have a yeshua in that respect too. We have to work with Derech HaTeva as well. We have to inspire the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But in addition, it's not enough to ask for extraordinary events. We have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our daily lives. In general, but certainly when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha, when we see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to open up our eyes and see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the Tzibur Eretz Yisrael, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for all of Klal Yisrael through Eretz Yisrael, in terms of Torah, in terms of so many different aspects of our lives. We have to see it, we have to feel, we have to experience it, we have to give shvach and hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to espal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, Tiva Ritzoncha Tzion, Tivna Chomash Yerushalayim, Kibu Cholavad Batachim.